I'm here. You know what I mean?
Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, once again, welcome to another episode of Who Are Israelites Abiding Christ on blogtalkradio.com. My name is Brother Azariah Nathan, and I got who I got with me?
Brother Aparium.
Yes, sir.
Shalom.
All right, so this the title of this episode is Are Ye Not Carnal? How do we as Israelites and believers in Christ become more spiritual in a wicked and carnal world? And how do we look past the outward and carnal traditions of men and focus on the inward man and woman as Israelites? So that's what we're going to be discussing. I'm going to start off with a scripture that Brother Parham is going to expound on after I read it. Romans chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel."
Right, so amongst Israel, national Israel, as I say before, there's two criteria in being an Israelite. You have to be the seed of Israel, and you have to be a spiritual Israelite, you have to be the seed of Israel. So that is saying that amongst national Israel, there always is a group of Israelites that's spiritual above the other Israelite then. Like, for example, Yahushua was the greatest. You have Paul, you have Peter, you know what I mean? You have John the Revelator. All of these were physical Israelites, but yes, they were physical, spiritual Israelites. And for me studying the scripture, Brother Isaiah, the most see, it's not about wearing, there's nothing wrong with wearing a beard, wearing the garments and all them, the fringes and all them things, but it's go deeper than that. I'm going to read a scripture about this young man. This is Mark 10 and verse 17, right? To show you that it's deeper than a lot of these brethren think. You know what I mean? Being an Israelite is really it's really deep. It's not just, just wearing a garment and wearing a beard and how they're cursing out people and cursing out the black woman. And this guy is an example. This brother is an example. Matthew, Mark 10, 17. "And when he was gone forth unto the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?'" So this young man was he was sincere, you know what I mean? But how shall I read his mind? He was sincere. He wanted to ask how he obtained eternal life. And this is what Christ, Yahushua, is going to say to him. "And Jesus, Yahushua, said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.'" So he always giving credit, the honor to his Father.
To the Most High.
To the Most High. "Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witnesses, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these have I observed from my youth.'" So he kept these laws. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor," right? "And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up your cross, take up the cross, and follow me." So Yahusha knows his intention, because Yahusha could read in his mind. That's why Yahusha said that to him. And that show you that that's why we need Yahusha, because there's a lot of things we as brethren we lack. You might be saying, "I wear my beard, I wear my garment, I wear my fringes," but there's other things you lack. And this young man, he was wearing his fringes. He was wearing his garment. He was wearing his beard. He was keeping the law.
He told you he kept the law.
But Yahusha know his mindset, and Yahusha say, "Listen, I can read your mind, man. One thing, your mind is towards your wealth. That's where your mind is at." Yahusha read his mind. That's why Yahusha say to him, "Go sell what you have and give to the poor." And this is what he said. He said, "And he answered and said unto him, 'Master,'" 22 verse, right? "And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for ye have great position. So that showed where his mind was at.
He was mad.
Right?
He was upset. He was upset because he was so rich. And he had to give all that up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he believed in his rich. So he's rich become a high dollar. He idolized his rich.
Right.
And he said, I can't give up all this, man, to follow Yahweh Shai. So we think we are on the right track a lot of time, man. That's why we need Yahweh Shai. That's why we need Christ, man. That's why we need Christ, Isaiah. Because he's the one going to help us.
Yeah, he's the one going to teach us how to righteous and how to be more spiritual through his word. So with that, I'm going to continue with another scripture, Romans chapter 8, right? And verse 4, it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Then it goes on to say, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So that's letting us know that the outward appearance, like you mentioned earlier, the beard and the fringes, and, I wear my garment a certain color, and that identifies my Israelite camp, and I'm an Israelite to the fullest because I got my afro and I got my beard, and, I pay my tithes, and, I go to Sabbath every Saturday, and we go out in the street, speak on the street. All those outward appearances are no good. They're to no effect unless you are spiritually Israelite first.
Right.
Because you can't be showing the outward appearance constantly, but yet you teaching funny doctrines, or you breaking the laws of God, or you going against the laws of God, or you trying to force someone, you trying to condemn someone because they don't wear their beard, or because they don't wear their fringes. So because they don't wear their fringes like you, you better than them, or you are going to go to heaven and they're not. Isn't that what these Israelite groups are doing out here, Brother Farm?
Brother Isaiah, but when they go in front of Christ, Christ is going to say, yo, you're lacking, man. Just like how Christ tell that young man. Because Christ can read our motive and our thought. Christ can read our motive and our thought, brother. And Christ is going to say, yo, you're lacking in this. Oh, you wear your fringes, you wear a beard, you do this. You go on the street and teach, you go this, but this, you like this. So go away from me. I don't know you, work of iniquity. You know what I mean?
Workers of iniquity. I want to read
James 4 and 1. I want to read
James 4:1.
From whence came war and fighting amongst you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, the war in your members? So there's a war going on in our mind, man. A war going in our mind.
Right.
One part of our mind telling us, yeah, the Lord said this, do this. And another part of our mind is telling us, no, go and commit adultery. Go and murder. Go and envy a brother. Go and jealous a brother. You know what I mean? Go and go and teach tithes that you can get money off brothers. All this is coming from inside of us, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Hey, I want to...
You want to ask someone that?
Perfect scripture. Yeah, I got a scripture right after that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 3, it says, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas is there among you envyings and strife and divisions? Are ye not carnal?
Let's examine that word envy. There's a lot of envy amongst brothers, man. There's a lot of envy that's going
amongst
brothers, man.
Amongst the camps. Let's say
amongst
the camps.
There's a lot of envy and jealousy going amongst the camp. That's why I see, brother, wear certain colors. They try to change the doctrine so they don't sound they don't sound like
sound
the other
like
brothers.
The next
That's
man.
What.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It can go.
So just like what you said, it's carnal. It says there's envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? So we can't walk as men carnal men. We have to walk as Christ. Right. Christ was in the flesh, but he was 100% spiritual. 100% spiritual. That's why he was able to do all the things that he did and was able to show us the example how we should be. And Christ fulfilled the righteousness of the law. That's what he did. When he said he fulfilled the law, he also completed and did the righteousness of the law. He did everything that was righteous about the laws of God as an example for us to learn from.
Right. So he was tempted to. I'm going to read this quick. You're going to go back to that same story. I'm going to read this quick. It said here, Hebrews 4 and 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So Christ was tempted just like we tempted today, but he didn't sin.
Right.
So that shows you that Christ, he's the one going to help us to overcome all these obstacles and these sins we are committing in our mind, man. Because sin, as we said before in our previous lesson, sin starts in the mind.
Yep.
And a lot of these envy, jealousy, pride, ego, self-centered, come from within the mind, man. That's what's going on between brethren. And a lot of these brethren think they're on the right track because they go out there every Saturday or whatever, every Sunday, and they teach from the Bible. No, you go deeper than that, man, because when you check out our history, Brother Isaiah, all the men of it, for example, David. David was wearing his garment. He had his beard. He had the law. He know the law. Solomon know the laws. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All these great men in Israel, they know the law. But there was something missing, man. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to dress like an Israelite and wear a beard, but there was something more than that. There was something deeper than that, man.
Right. Let me add to that. You know, if Israel was spiritual in the first place, Israel was coming out of Egypt being carnal, first of all. They didn't even come out there being spiritual, because if they were spiritual, they would have realized all the physical things that Christ did for them in the wilderness, all the things that they saw and witnessed. And they would have realized that, hey, listen, we're dealing with the Most High. We're dealing with the power of the powers. And they would have been crying to go back into Egypt. So, Israel, like you mentioned, all the great leaders of Israel, the kings of Israel, they knew what they were supposed to do, but they thought carnally.
Every time
that they were going to go into a war, they were faced with, threatened with the nations coming to conquer them and destroy them. When a righteous king and a king that was in the right spirit had the right mindset, who did he go to first? God. He went to God. He went to the prophets and inquired of God. But the ones who were wicked, if you notice and you know the history, the ones that were wicked, they didn't inquire of God. They didn't want to be bothered with that. They thought they were going to do it with the strength of their chariots and their horses and their weapons of war. And I'm going to bring that up to modern times now, where it says, even, you know, the scripture says, are ye not carnal? You say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of this, I am of that. These camps, all these different Israelite groups and camps think that they're going to be the ones to do this, that they're going to be the ones to deliver Israel. And you're not going to be the ones to deliver Israel. Jesus Christ, Yahweh Shai, black Jesus, in Revelation chapter 1 and 13, that Jesus Christ is the one that's going to deliver Israel. You guys are not going to be the ones, and you have to humble down and get out of that carnal mindset thinking that you're going to build this nation. You're not going to build this nation. This nation is going to be built by Christ. And it's already happening, but you guys are making it seem like, these leaders are making it seem like it's them, like they're doing something.
Yeah, right. And I'm not saying that brother is supposed to go on the street and teach, but if it was all that, you know what I mean? That we're fine, but it's something more deeper going on. That's why brother is fighting amongst each other. That's why this man is saying we got to choose. Something deeper is happening in brother's mind.
Right. Pride and jealousy, you know, that's interesting that you say that, Aparm, because it's got to be a problem. There's something wrong, because if we all Israelites, And you going out, mm-hmm. like you said, there's nothing wrong with going out and teaching. You're supposed to do that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is when you start cussing out the other group and you start down the other group and you start saying this group ain't nothing and they're evil and they're antichrist and they this and they that. That's all madness. If you recognize
you're
an Israelite and I'm an Israelite, right there is the common denominator. The common denominator is supposed to be Christ. We're supposed to all agree that we're going to follow Christ. That's what we're supposed to agree on. But there's a reason why there's so much division. And number one reason is because men are in a carnal state of mind. They're in a carnal state of mind. They're not being spiritual.
I agree with you. Yeah, they're not being spiritual.
Otherwise, the Israelite movement, if this Israelite movement was spiritual, it would have been flourished long time ago.
And Brother Isaiah. And the laws, right? The laws through the Spirit of Christ, right? That's where our power lies. These brothers don't understand how our power lies in being the Most High through Christ. That's where our power lies. If we, brother comes up together and says, listen, man, when it comes to the law, it's one judgment, you know what I mean? And that's where the power lies. They don't know that. They think the power lies in this division. Oh, my camp, I have the truth. This camp... teaching this. No, that's the power don't lie in that. The power lies in keeping the law, statute, and commandment of the Most High through the Spirit of Christ.
That's right. You know that's right. And when guys like us now challenge these camps to some of their funny doctrines that they're out there teaching, see, that's what, you know, listen, man, you can't change the doctrine of the Word of God. You cannot. You cannot add to it. You cannot take away from it. And I'm going to tell you straight, man. We're here to challenge that, man. I'm going to challenge any one of you groups that's twisting the word and switching stuff around and making it convenient for your group.
Right. There's a brother. There's a certain Israelite group. I was talking to one of his members, this top man. So I asked him about the giant, because they teach that the giants come down. The angel came down and have sex with a woman that produced a giant. So I asked him, I said, brother, what about after the flood? Where does the giant come from? Because you only have eight people that came on the ark, and there was only three genealogy, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And up to now, the brother don't answer me. That's the problem. Why don't you humble? Why don't you humble and say, brother, you know, I check it out, man, and you're right, man. No, you try to go off into something different. That's the problem, brother. That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
You know,
and they know.
Too much pride.
And they know. That pride, exactly. But they know, Aparim, that once we go into the Bible with them, they're gonna be, that doctrine's gonna be finished. Once we go into the Bible, they're gonna be finished, because the Bible is the common denominator. The Bible is. Here's another reason why they're being so carnal, and we as men have to learn to stop being so carnal and be more spiritual. You have to study, man. That Bible is what makes you
study.
Spiritual.
Yeah,
when you know the Bible and you know the scriptures, and you become more spiritual with the Word of God, can't nobody lie to you about it. Nobody can lie to you about the Word of God when you're dealing spiritually with it. You understand? And that's why a lot of these leaders get away with lying to their congregation, because the congregation is not knowledgeable enough, because they're not studying the Bible like they're supposed to correct these leaders when they go off with these funny doctrines. They say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because they reject knowledge, the Lord going to reject them. And it goes right back to the scripture where you started with, they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Because
and
all
Brother Isaiah,
make it, man.
Yeah, and if you notice our history, right? One of Israel's biggest problem is idolatry, man. If you check it out,
idolatry.
Israel, that's the biggest problem, because you know a lot of Israelites, they think they have to go to someone to get the understanding. You know what I mean? It's a go between them and God. They always want to go to some man that set up himself.
Yep.
Give themselves a certain title, these attractive titles, and always going to these men for answer when the answer is in the Bible. Israel is deep.
Yep.
And this idolatry thing, man, it's a very demonic, it's a heavy demonic spirit on these idols, man.
You're right, because they idolize Saul.
Yeah.
They idolize Saul.
Yeah,
Saul. They idolize him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I want to mention this, too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish your point. Go ahead.
No. No, I was saying that about Saul when the woman was saying David killed his 10,000 and Saul killed his 1,000.
Right.
He was pissed off.
Right.
Because they have him on this high level, idolatry level. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was mad.
He was angry.
So, and when Israel came out of Egypt, when Israel came out of Egypt, the first thing that they did, they build that golden calf, man. Israel always looking for someone to lead them. Why don't you go in the Bible and learn the Bible for yourself? Because a lot of these brothers, they know the basic way to go and understand the scripture. Why do you have to go to a man, a carnal man, to get certain understanding?
Mm-hmm.
The same way that man can go and study the Bible, the same way you can go and study. So that we're all children of the Most High. I'm an Israelite. You're an Israelite. I can't go in a book and study.
Right.
And find out the same information like these other brother. Yeah.
Yep. Same thing. Hey, and Saul was being carnal there too. Well, how come David killed more than me? Why are they giving David more praise than me? But you know, going to these so-called leaders now, not only these Israelite groups, but all these so-called leaders of the black community and Hispanic community, they're being idolized too, you know, and Martin Luther King, you know, Johnny Cochran. I mentioned Johnny Cochran for a reason. You know, Jesse Jackson, all these so-called pastors. You know, even these pastors that met with Donald Trump the other day, they're idolizing Donald Trump too, as if he's somebody, as if he's going to deliver Israel from their economic problems and all that. And another way Israel is thinking carnal, oh, we have to go vote. We got to vote. That's how we're going to make a difference. Oh, we need economic power. We need to generate money and spend our own money in our own communities. Listen, that's being carnal, first of all. Because you leaving God out of the whole equation, number one. You thinking that it's going to be some economic salvation. There's going to be no economic salvation for the nation of Israel. That's not your salvation. That's not how it's going to come. And these leaders that you're looking to, and I mentioned Johnny Cochran because Johnny Cochran was working on the case for reparations for Israel, for slavery. You know that. He was working on that. The reparations, trying to get...
Right.
Yeah, and they killed him. They killed him. You know, come on, man. He was assassinated. The guy was in perfect health.
Brother
Izar,
I see Israelite brother that could have speak like angel. He have his beard. He have the most beautiful beard, and he have his garment.
Yep.
His royal garment, and that brother was wicked as hell, man.
Exactly.
So that show you all his fancy garment, these long beard, Haran beard and all them things. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong wearing a beard, wearing your garment or your fringes, but you have Israelite, the Pharisees. I know the Pharisees were keeping it all. They have the beard, they have the fringes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They have the beautiful garment, but yes, the Christ condemned them, man. That means that something was deep wrong. There was missing.
Something was missing.
Just like today amongst
us,
man, there's a lot of stuff that's missing, man.
Well, that's what I mentioned about Johnny Cochran and these leaders, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and, you know, all these, any black leader you can think of. First of all, if they decide to stand up for their own people in any powerful way, they're going to get taken out the way by the powers that be. Why? Because they have taken a vow with Satan. A lot of them are Masons. 99% of them are Masons.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you stand up against the powers that gave you the position that you have, for example, if Johnny Cochran stand up against the powers that be trying to fight for reparations, you know that reparations, they'd have to give us back this whole country. They would have to give back the whole of America to black people.
Yeah.
You can't stand up against the powers that be when those same powers what gave you your position. You bite in the hand that feed you. You understand? So our people looking to these so-called black African-American leaders and these so-called Hispanic leaders, they have taken a vow against God without even realizing it by becoming a Mason, first of all, and they can't go against the system. So your salvation is not going to come from them. See, they have already sold out without even realizing that they've sold out. And maybe some of them do realize that they've sold out.
But they can't
help you.
Yep.
Because if they really put their foot down and put their neck on the line to try to help you, that's when they get assassinated and get killed and taken out of the way.
Right.
Stop looking to these men and these leaders. And some of y'all think that these Israelite leaders, some of them Israelite leaders are Masons too. So now what? They can't save you.
So you say, so you saying that a lot of these Israelite leaders, a lot of them have to be retaught the Bible.
Yeah, they got to be retaught the Bible because they first of all, when you come from a old school, I'm going to call it old school way of teaching and an old school of breaking down, and you're not even using precept upon precept correctly. You know what I'm saying? They trying to piece together precept, and they're putting together the wrong precepts.
Right, because when I leave up, Isaiah, when I leave up, right, Brother Isaiah, when I leave up there, man, I have to go and study. Mm-hmm. I've been studying for the past 50. I have to go back and restudy what they taught me.
Yeah.
You're talking
about
one west,
right? I have to
restudy back what
they
taught me, man.
West.
And a lot of these, you're right, and a lot of these brethren out there, they need to go have a time by themselves and really go and check out the scripture back again, man, because there's a lot of things they're missing in the scriptures. And I was missing a lot of stuff in the scriptures, too. Yeah.
I'm going to say something that I hear a lot, too, from those guys in those organizations, especially One West, ICGJC, right? They say, well, you can know the history of the Bible, but you can't know the mysteries of the Bible. You have to, reading it straight through doesn't help you learn the mysteries of the Bible. That's a lie, because first of all, when you read the Bible straight through, you have to learn the history. You have to learn the history of where Israel is coming from and the pattern, and you see the pattern of how God deals with Israel. You have to read it straight through. I'm not saying the Bible does tell you precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, but you first have to, just like when you're studying any form of scholarly subject, whether it be your medical doctor or you want to be a historian, whatever it is you want to study, you have to read the whole, you have to get the full spectrum first.
Get the big picture
and the overall picture first. Then you can go into specific details, just like a doctor. A doctor has to go to medical school and get that general practice first. Then he, after a certain time, he can specialize in something. He can go ahead and specialize. You have to read the Bible and know the history. You got to study, and it comes down to it. That's what Christ told us, man. You have to study. You got to study to show yourself approved.
But
no way around.
You have some men, they're just older than one thing. Some men is like, you know what I mean, they like to see in the box. They're just older than one thing. They don't. They don't try to go and do in-depth research and finance certain things. I've learned a lot of stuff, man. I'm talking about by myself. I studied history, and I learned a lot of stuff, man.
And I find out that the way I was going, the path I was going down to was the wrong path. I know I'm an Israelite. They taught us Israelite, but there's a lot of stuff they didn't teach. They didn't teach us how to control our mind, our thought, and don't harbor and nurture sin in your mind. You know what I mean? They didn't taught us certain things.
Right.
Yeah.
And right now you have Jermaine Grant, aka Tazadakia, telling his congregation that they're not to study. They're only to study his DVDs. They can't study nothing else but his DVDs. And if they're going to teach anything, And if they're going to teach anything, they have to teach it off of his DVD. So it goes. It says, are you not carnal? Are you not carnal? Mm. We have to get out of this carnal mindset, Israel, and we have to get more spiritual with Christ. And what connects you more spiritually with Christ is the Word, the Holy Bible.
The Word.
Yep. So, brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. Want y'all to listen. Repost this on your Facebook page, on your Twitter, whatever you want to do, repost it. Who are Israelites abiding Christ? blogtalkradio.com.
Right.
Last words, Aparna. You got a couple seconds. Last words.
if they want to, any question they want to ask, if we can, we can answer it according to the scriptures, you know what I mean?
Yeah, email us, hit us up on Facebook, our Facebook page, Who Are Israelites Abiding Christ on Facebook.